get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Your number one source for golf news and entertainment on the radio, it's Tee to Green, the golf show. Good morning, fellow golfers. Thanks for making us part of your Sunday. Jay Ritchie and Jerry Butenoff from the five-star Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. We've got a great show for you today. First up, something different. If you have a youngster who likes golf in your house or in your family, they will want to hear our first guest who's written a children's golf book. It's called The World Golf Adventures of Justice and Gigi.
Their only hope to get back home is to win the Golden Key at a skills competition and play on the most remote golf course in the country.
That's Jason T. Ross, who's reading an excerpt from his book to a class of fifth graders near his home in Seattle. It's on YouTube, and today, straight from YouTube to Tee to Green, Jason T. Ross will be here to talk about his book and the first installment of that book called The Magic Driver. Well, recently, the American Society of Golf Course Architects issued a report saying it sees encouraging signs for growth in the golf industry. And on the show today to discuss that report and more, we've got the president of the ASGCA, the American Society of Golf Course Architects. Noted architect Rick Phelps will be here. And speaking of architects, this week the Rio Olympic Organizing Committee selected Gilhance Associates of the United States to design the golf course in Rio de Janeiro for the 2016 Olympic Games. We'll talk to Rick about that and about Gilhance Associates and the Rio Games in 2016 on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning, the sun is coming up, I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what am I gonna do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
It's Tee to Green. We're on Facebook. You can check us out on Facebook through our website, which is teetogreenradio.com. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenhoff, going to tee it up next with Jason T. Ross as we continue worldwide on American Forces Radio, Sirius and XM Satellite Radio, and we're coast to coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Want to get your lawn into shape this spring? Stop into Lowe's today and get 20% off when you buy two bags of Scott's Turf Builder. That's 20% off the Scott's fertilizer you need to kill major lawn weeds and build strong, deep roots now, and the Scott's fertilizer you'll need later in the year. And you can also save on bottles of soft soap liquid hand soap, previously $2.18, now only $1. Hurry into Lowe's for these and other great values every day. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 3/11. Selection may vary by market. See store for details.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.875%. APR, 4.17%.
Call Quicken Loans today at 888-450-0031. That's 888-450-0031. Or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client
it immediately.
It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Ready and go. Your bracket's looking good, but your TV's not so hot. So head to Sears right away. You're sure to save a lot.
The ultimate hoops experience is on at Sears. Come in now or visit Sears.com/hoops and save $600 on a 55-inch Panasonic 1080p 3D TV, only $999.88. Also, save big on top brands like Samsung, Sony, and LG.
For a great price, Sears has no equal. Now here comes a guy with the mandatory legal.
Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii. Sale ends March 17th, 2012.
Illegal!
It's America's longest-running network radio golf show, Tee to Green. This segment of Tee to Green, brought to you by Swan Law Funeral Directors, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the Crater Pikes Peak region since 1912. That's 100 years of serving families with dignity and heritage. Come in for your free personal planning guide. If you live in the area, they're at 501 North Cascade. Here in Colorado Springs, you can call 719-471-9900. Jay Ritchie and Jerry Butenhoff were here at the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Springing forward, hope everyone remembered to set your clocks ahead 1 hour. If not, Jerry, you're going to be behind an hour all day.
Yeah, they'll miss us. Nice, nice that you're able to co-host 2 weeks in a row here.
Yeah.
If you get fatigued by the end, just let me know.
I'll jump in and give you a hand when you can stand in. Something to think about. You know, there are a million golf books out there, but are there any golf books for kids? Well, there are not very many. Fortunately, we've taken care of that thanks to our first guest today. Jason T. Ross has written a golf book for children called The World Golf Adventures of Justice and Gigi.
Justice and Gigi lived a simple life as two young golfers on the junior circuit until they were given a magic driver that whisked them away to Thailand, where their real adventure begins.
That's Jason speaking to a fifth grade class near his home in Seattle, Washington. You can find that video, by the way, on YouTube. Jason is with us right now from his home in the Pacific Northwest to talk about his first installment of the World Golf Adventures of Justice and Gigi called The Magic Driver. Hi, Justin. Hi, Jason. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on the show, you guys.
Getting you confused with your character there, Justice Justice and Jason. Is there a little bit of Jason in Justice? Is there a little bit of Justin in Jason?
A little bit. He's my 7-year-old nephew, so a little bit, he's there with me all the time, right?
Okay. So how did you get the idea for, of all things, a golf book for children?
Yeah, well, it kind of started about 7 years ago. I was living in Thailand, and, you know, I came home and was really just excited about learning how to play golf and got obsessed with the game. And I noticed that there wasn't really any books at all out there for golf for that age group, for young readers. So I thought I'd really kind of combine both my passions and put out a golf book, you know, based on my experience living in Thailand.
Have you written any previous books or have you done anything like this before?
I haven't. This is my first adventure in writing as well. So it was something great to carry on. So
you get this idea, and how do you make that idea become a reality?
I sat down, I started writing the book, kind of chapter by chapter, and, you know, as I said, I really became obsessed with golf, so it came a little bit easier than you would imagine, so.
Once you got the book written, and you took it to people or shopped it around, what sort of reaction did you get?
We got a pretty good feedback. I had I have two editors, and then one of my good friends, Michael Orbeck, he read it. He also has a 6-year-old named Aaron, and he read it, said he was laughing throughout the whole book, and there's a scene in the book about a monkey park, and he said that was his favorite. Kind of really just going, my wife and I, to get the word out and share it with people. Had a few colleagues at work, and they have kids, and they read it to their kids. So the reaction in the beginning was real positive. So that was a good bonus for us.
Jason, you're planning on making turning this into a series. Do you have a time frame for how often you're gonna, you know, update and take us through all this?
Yeah, well, I'm working. I've been working the last 4 or 5 months on the next book, and it's going to be based out of Rome. So we're going to go from Thailand to Rome, and then there's another place involved, but that's a surprise for the end of the book. And I'm thinking within the next few months, it should be available.
So you, at one time, lived in Thailand, didn't you not?
That's correct, yeah, about 7 years ago.
And so you used a little bit of that experience to help write this first installment? Is that how it worked out?
I did, yeah, because when I was out there, I came home and I promised myself that I was going to put something down on paper because I had such a magnificent experience and met a lot of good people. I traveled all over Thailand. I had a lot of free time, and I just thought that it's such a magnificent country that I wanted to come home and put something down in paper, and it just kind of just really flowed out of me when I started writing it, to be honest.
The book is called The World Golf Adventures of Justice and Gigi. The first installment is entitled The Magic Driver. So tell us about Justice and Gigi. Who are they?
Sure, yeah. Justice is my 7-year-old nephew, and he came into the book because we took him, my brother and I, Brian and I, we took him out golfing one time. I think it was around a year ago or so, and took him out golfing, and he was driving the golf cart and almost hit a tree and ran over, you know, almost took out a squirrel's toe, you know. And what happened was the next day, my brother Brian, he asked him, he goes, hey, well, you know, what do you want to do today? And I was over at the house, and he says, you know, Uncle Jason's taking me golfing again. So, and then brother Brian, he goes, well, does Jason know that? He goes, I don't think so, but I think he's going to take me golfing anyway. We got a really big laugh out of it, and I said he had to be in the book, and Gigi is my wife's nickname, so of course she had to be one of the characters as well, right?
Of course. Now, the book is, at least according to the information I got, aimed at, what, 8 through 12-year-olds?
Yeah, 8 to 12. It might be a little challenging for the 8-year-olds. I threw in some big words, and I really wanted, my aim was to have the child kind of read it with the parents so they could go through. There's some poetry in spots, but yeah, between around 8 and 12 is the target age. Yeah.
Now, I was amazed at the YouTube video that I played a little bit of to open the segment. You were speaking to a class of fifth graders, and fifth graders can be a little rowdy, a little rambunctious, and they were initially, but you started to speak, and somebody said, shh, and they got quiet. And they stayed quiet while you read that book, and I was amazed. But I guess that's good for you.
Yeah, I was shocked too. And it was actually a funny story because when I got scheduled to go speak at the school, there was only supposed to be one class, which would have been about 20, maybe 25 students. But when I walked in, I guess they invited most of the school, so there's around 200 kids there. And I hadn't really prepared too much, so I went in there and I started talking, and they're really respectful, and they asked some great questions. And we actually did a book giveaway as well. So I asked them the capitals of countries, and if they got it right, then I gave them a free book and signed it and everything. So it was a really good experience for us, too.
So what is the magic driver? What does it do?
Well, the magic driver, in this particular book, the magic driver is kind of used to whisk them away to Thailand. So it's got the magical powers are kind of transportation, but in the second book, it's gonna take on some new powers and some new surprises. So, but in the first one, it's solely just takes them away to a different country, and then it has one other surprise power in the book, but I can't give that away right now.
Where can I get one?
That's what I'm saying. My drive is so bad. I got the slice, I got the shank, and sometimes a combination of both of them. You know, like. But yeah, that's why I need one myself.
You know, Jason, those of us that golf or have golfed for a long time, we've all had a lot of fantasy relating to our golf life about that we're going to be good someday and that sort of thing. You've brought that fantasy right into your book here, haven't you?
I tried to, you know, and somebody else asked me, he goes, well, yeah, would you like to have a magic driver? I said, not only would I like a magic driver, I could use a magic, you know, caddy, a magic golf ball, you know, something that floats in the air and drops by the pin, you know, that would kind of help me out greatly. So it's a tough sport.
the magic golf ball. That might be an idea for a future installment right there.
It could be. I've got to work on that one.
Yeah, so the first installment is the Magic Driver. Is the book out and available right now? Can people get a copy?
Yeah, the book has been out for quite a while, and you can go to the website at the www.themagicdriver.com. It's at Barnes & Noble and also on Amazon.
All right. Like I said at the top of the segment, not many children's golf books out there. Jason, I think you found a nice niche. And it sounds like the reaction I saw of the kids while you were reading the book sounds like you're onto something here.
I hope so. It's been a good blessing. My brother, Benedict Rulian, he did all the graphics for it, all the drawings. He designed the cover, and, you know, the actual pictures themselves are worth getting in, I think, kind of thumb through it. And it's been bringing, you know, people to... Some kids out there want to start golfing after they read it, so that's been a big bonus as well. So
that's always a plus. Give us that website one more time.
Yes, sir. It's the www.themagicdriver.com.
The World Golf Adventures of Justice and Gigi, first installment, The Magic Driver, Jason T. Ross. Jason, thanks for joining us, and congratulations on your success.
Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate you having me on, and good luck with the rest of the show.
Jason T. Ross with us, The Magic Driver. Coming up, Rick Phelps is going to join us, the president of the American Society of Golf Course Architects, on Tee to Green.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, or visit airtimestore.com, airtimestore.com.
You want to put your nest egg somewhere where it will grow. Gold has given investors a 300% return over the last 10 years. You want an investment that's safe. Gold American Eagles are guaranteed by the U.S. government for weight and purity. You want to work with someone you can trust. Blanchard & Company was founded over 35 years ago. They have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. You want an investment that's liquid in case you need your money fast. Well, Blanchard guarantees to buy back any gold you invest in with them at the current market rates anytime you want to sell. And you want someone you can talk to ask questions and find out what's right for you. Blanchard has set up a special toll-free line to give you a free one-on-one consultation and information with a gold expert. Just call 800-368-0296, 800-368-0296. For free gold information, call now. 800-368-0296, 800-368-0296.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
There's only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm afraid to ask. Well, what is it? What's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
Tee to Green takes you to the driving range with our tip of the week.
The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobile 5-Star and AAA 5-Diamond Awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. Other amenities include 16 restaurants, lounges, bars, and cafes, 54 holes of championship golf, 7 tennis courts, indoor and outdoor swimming pools, riding stables, a fly fishing school, and the nearby Cheyenne Mountain Zoo. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. 11 airlines offer flights to the Colorado Springs Airport, a 20-minute drive from the resort. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everybody. I'm Mark Kelbel, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor Golf Club. Last week we touched on driving. I want to further that a little bit this week with four more tips that are going to help you hit it better off the tee. First, your shaft should be no longer than 43.5 inches for, I'm going to say, at least 90% of the golfers out there. If you're enamored with a long shaft, it's harder to hit, harder to time, harder to hit on the sweet spot. You're going to hit drives far less consistently. Remember, 43.5 inches on your shaft. The other thing is get the right flex in your shaft. Most people need no more than a regular shaft in their driver. Far too many people hit too stiff a shaft. Ball will go to the right. It'll be hard to time. Bad habit to get into. Make sure that you have the right flex in your shaft. Most people need regular. Two more things. Tee the ball high off a tee. You'll pick up 10 or 15 yards. Very, very easy thing to do. Not easy thing to practice and an easy way to get 10 or 15 more yards, and who can't use that? Lastly, I want you to play it just a hair more forward in your stance. A lot of people play it just a little bit too far back. Play it off your left heel or even off your left toe. This will help your club head speed just a little bit more. It'll help you get your left hip through the ball, which is very important for hitting the ball with power. And you'll pick up a little bit more distance there. Keep it a little bit straighter. Most people hit the ball to the right too much off the tee. This will help keep it down the fairway.
For more on how to hit it longer and straighter off the tee, check out teetogreenradio.com or visit your local PGA professional.
It's the show by golfers, for golfers, Tee to Green. Transportation on Tee to Green provided by STI Fleet Services, the Denver office, and the Kia Motor Company. This week's drive of the week, the Kia Rio SX, which scored a 39 out of 50 on the Tee to Green drive scale. Drivability, rideability, image, value, and economy. Find out what we liked and didn't like about the 2012 Kia Rio SX, the drive of the week at teetogreenradio.com. Well, recently, the American Society of Golf Course Architects issued a report saying it sees encouraging signs for growth in the golf industry. And our next guest is the president of the ASGCA, the American Society of Golf Course Architects. If you live in the West and play golf, and in particular, if you live in Colorado and play golf, you probably have played a course designed by Rick Phelps, the president of the ASGCA, who joins us right now on Tee to Green from his Denver home. Hi, Rick. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How about you guys?
I know you were a little under the weather. You feeling any better today?
Not really, no. But thanks for asking. I'm hoping I don't have to stop for a coughing spit here in a minute, but we'll try to make it through.
You know, before we talk about that report issued recently by the ASGCA, let's talk about the golf course architect business and design business and how you got into it. How long you been doing this now?
I'm in about my 22nd or 23rd year as a full-time profession, but like a lot of people know, I grew up in the business. Basically, I followed my dad into the business, and he's been doing it since the early 60s. So I was out on my first golf construction site when I was about 8 or 9 years old.
Yeah, I guess it's the way I introduced you, it's also very true for your dad. If you play golf and you live in this part of the world, you probably played a Dick Phelps course as well. So was it a natural thing for you to get into then, or did you ever think about doing something else?
I had a few other ventures that I chased for a little while, just because both my dad and myself wanted to make sure that golf design was what I really wanted to do, and not chasing it just to be in his footsteps. So I actually looked into the medical field for a while and started in college going that route, and then even looked into radio broadcasting, believe it or not, before I finally finished my design degree and started working in the golf business. So
I can say as a radio broadcaster, I never looked into golf course architect. I don't know why. So was there any learning curve for you, or did you have all this ready to go when you decided you wanted to do it?
No, there's definitely a learning curve, and I guess the way I like to look at it, I'm always learning, because really it's you know, the business is as much about copying things that you like as much as it is creating brand new stuff from your brain. I mean, we do a little bit of both, but the more experience you have in seeing what else has been done before and molding that into something that's unique is really what the business is all about.
Rick, as your business goes forward here, I know there's always things that are changing, and there's new types of, hybrid turf grasses and that sort of thing, whatever you treat the courses with, and especially now water and water preservation, you know, on golf courses, is that the top thing that you guys are looking to as a group to kind of change and regrow the what you guys do in that down that line?
Well, it is. I mean, I would say it's even a bigger picture than that. It's really about the whole sustainability envelope, and that covers economically as well as environmentally. The environmental footprint has become a big issue in the last 20 years, as it should be. And here in the Rocky Mountain West, especially, water is the big issue there. But really it's right now, especially after the last 4 or 5 years, it's about economic sustainability as well. So obviously with the cost of water here in the West, the less of it we can use, the better.
So is that going to change what type of golf courses we'll be seeing and playing, say, 15, 20 years from now, that footprint you were talking about?
I think in some places we'll see that, yes. I mean, if anything, what we'll need to do is we'll need to try to change the mindset a little bit of the typical golfer and have them recognize that lush green golf courses are a thing of the past, and that, you know, really the firm, fast surfaces can be as much or more fun to play on than the lush green courses, and just adjust to that. Like you said, there have been tremendous inroads in turf grass breeding, to breed new grass varieties that are more drought tolerant and able to withstand longer periods without water, without dying. I mean, they'll go dormant, so they'll be off color, but they won't be dead. And that's the key for us.
Hmm. Rick, one of the courses that's getting a lot of publicity down that road is Pinehurst, which will be, they've kind of redone the way they're watering things and letting a lot of things be more natural in preparation for the Open a couple years down the road. Is that right? Kind of what you're talking about all over the country, where they'll just be more natural areas left as they are?
It is. And I think it's not something that we're going to see overnight. It'll take probably 15 or 20 years or more to really be widespread. But I think as areas of the country go through drought cycles, like we saw in Texas last summer, that really puts that issue to the forefront, and we'll see, you know, turf reduction plans where courses reduce the amount of acreage that they irrigate and maintain and let more areas go back to natural or native, which is going to be kind of an experiment for the industry. It's been done a lot in some places, but in other places it's not very widely accepted.
Our guest is noted golf course architect Rick Phelps, who is also the president of the American Society of Golf Course Architects. Rick, Pete Dye's got the railroad ties. Do you have a signature for the courses you design?
You know, we've growing up with my dad, we've strived to not have any kind of a signature as much as possible, just because we try to design based on what our client wants or needs and not try to force any preconceived style or anything on any particular project.
What is the American Society of Golf Course Architects?
It's a professional society of golf course architects that have a certain amount of experience and years of work under their belt. I mean, our basic requirements are you have to have designed, as the lead designer, at least 5 golf courses or the equivalent. I mean, there are a few minor things. Like, for example, you can combine 2 9-hole projects to equal 1 18-hole project, but you have to have designed 5 18-hole golf courses in your career. You have to be employed full-time as a golf course architect. So, if, you know, for example, if you're a civil engineer or a landscape architect or whatnot, that doesn't qualify. You have to be a golf course architect as your sole profession.
All right. Rick, we're going to ask you to stick around because we've got a lot more questions to ask you. We want to talk about that report on the golf industry seeing encouraging signs of growth, and also talk about the Rio Olympic Games coming up in 2016. Rick Phelps with us today here on Tee to Green. We continue worldwide on American Forces Radio, Sirius and XM Satellite Radio, and we're coast to coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Want to get your lawn into shape this spring? Stop into Lowe's today and get 20% off when you buy 2 bags of Scott's Turf Builder. That's 20% off the Scott's fertilizer you need to kill major lawn weeds and build strong, deep roots now, and the Scott's fertilizer you'll need later in the year. And you can also save on bottles of soft soap liquid hand soap, previously $2.18, now only $1. Hurry into Lowe's for these and other great values every day. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 3/11. Selection may vary by market. See store for details.
Hey, guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls. You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031. Not available in all states.
When tech consultant Bob Perkins stays at La Quinta, he uses the latest HD TV with plug and play to get amped for his presentation. He plugs in his laptop, puts his charts up on a flat screen, and cues up some 80s shock rock.
Okay, third quarter output.
And after that kind of prep, you know what Bob does in his meeting? He bowls them over. La Quinta Inns and Suites. Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
Just tap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Time to work on your short game. Tee to Green helps you get it up and down.
The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobile 5-Star and AAA 5-Diamond Awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. Other amenities include 16 restaurants, lounges, bars, and cafes, 54 holes of championship golf, 7 tennis courts, indoor and outdoor swimming pools, riding stables, a fly fishing school, and the nearby Cheyenne Mountain Zoo. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. 11 airlines offer flights to the Colorado Springs Airport, a 20-minute drive from the resort. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everybody. This is Mark Kelbel, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor Golf Club. Today, I want to talk to you about your bunker play. Things I want you to keep in mind, first and foremost, being you need to play the ball off your left instep. Play the ball off your left instep. Secondly, you need to pick the club up outside. I'm going to say 11 o'clock for some reference point there, but far too many people take the club back too flat. If your hands are behind your body too quickly in the swing, that's big trouble out of a bunker. Thirdly is swing your arms out of a bunker. Keep in mind you need a nice full motion there and follow through. End up with your weight over on your left side, get up on your right toe. It's very, very important to have momentum through the shot in a bunker to get the ball out and up on the green where you want it.
For more on how to get the ball up and down, even out of a bunker, visit teetogreenradio.com or visit your local PGA professional.
Destination listening for dedicated golfers. This is Tee to Green every Sunday. We're live at the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenoff. And this segment of the show brought to you in part by Swan Law Funeral Directors, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912. 100 years of serving families with dignity and heritage at 501 North Cascade in Colorado Springs. Call 719-471-9900 or stop in for your free personal planning guide. We continue with Rick Phelps, who is the current president of the American Society of Golf Course Architects. Rick himself, a noted golf course architect. And Rick, this past week, the golf world, and in particular your area of the golfing world, was abuzz with the news that the Rio Olympic Organizing Committee finally named an architectural firm to design the golf course for the Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro in 2016, and it was an American firm, Gil Hance Associates. I know that you know Gil, and I'm sure that that was quite a feather in not only his cap, but America as well.
Absolutely, it definitely was. I mean, it was good to see Gil get the chance. He's a relatively young architect, and you know, not a tour pro name associated with his firm. So it was great to see, you know, him get that opportunity.
Rick, I believe Rio has selected the location that this course is going to be at, right? And now Gil
needs
to go in and get it done.
Yep, exactly. And really, you know, people may not realize it, but they're basically up against the gun. I mean, they've got to get going fairly quickly in order to have that golf course ready and in good tournament shape by 2016. Even though it's only 12 now, it'll take that long to get the project done.
Did you make a bid on that at all?
No, we did not. It just didn't make sense for us to spend the kind of money that was required to chase that project. And I kind of wish now that we would have given it a shot, but we didn't.
Rick, I know that a lot of people were bandying about Greg Norman and Jack Nicklaus's names, you know, just because of who they are. Was this announcement kind of a little surprise to some of you?
I think for some people it was, yeah. I mean, I guess I wasn't all that surprised based on what Gil has done in his recent past. You know, he's done some very high-profile projects and done an excellent job. It would have been fairly easy to see the selection committee going with a well-known name like Nicklaus for sure, but it was good that they kind of kept with the Olympic spirit, so to speak, and picked somebody that was a little bit lesser known and a little bit earlier in his career than Jack is.
Golf returning to the Olympic Games in 2016 for the first time in a long, long, long time. And that's one of the things that was cited in this report that I referred to earlier, issued by the American Society of Golf Course Architects, seeing signs of encouraging growth in the golf industry. Rick, tell us a little bit about that report and how it was compiled and why it was done.
Well, we're really looking at it in terms of cautious optimism, at least at this point. After so many years of the down cycle, which really in the golf business started in the early 2000s. You know, after 9/11, in 2001, golf was fairly flat. It wasn't really bad until 2008 or 9, but golf supply caught up with demand in about 2001. And then with the housing economy and the general economy both going the wrong direction in 07, 08, things got really, really rocky for a little while. But what we're seeing now is quite a few little projects and even some bigger projects that were put on hold back in 2007, 8, 9 that are, either permitted or ready to go, have financing. The owners were just waiting until they felt the timing was a little bit more appropriate. And those projects all seem to be wanting to start happening right now. So that's the first little bit of good news that we've had in a long time. So we're trying to capitalize on that. I mean, we're trying to, at the same time, to be pretty realistic that we're never going to see the kind of growth that we had in the game in the 90s, at least probably not in my lifetime. But to even just have some steady growth where we're building 50 to 100 new golf courses a year in this country again would be great.
When you say projects, are you talking about building of golf courses?
Yes, building as well as remodeling. Most of the projects that are going on in the States right now are all renovation projects. Some, like you mentioned, Pinehurst Number 2 is a perfect example. Some much more extensive than others, but renovation of existing golf courses is much more common than construction of new work right now, just because we haven't really generated much new demand as of yet. But I think the work that the PGA of America is doing, as well as the ASGCA and the golf course superintendents and the builders and everybody in the industry, really, to try to get new people attracted to the game, I think it'll pay off, but it'll take some time.
Rick, you mentioned, golf courses. I think, last year there were only like three new ones that opened all across the country and a lot more closed. And tying it into the Olympic golf movement here now, and I've asked some other guests on the show this before too, a lot of these nations that throw a lot of state-supported support towards their athletic programs, especially that are Olympic-related, the Russians and the Brazils and the Romanias of the world, for example, are we going to see a lot more growth in those type of areas in golf now because of the Olympic situation, do you think?
I'm hoping so, yes. I mean, I don't think that it'll necessarily be dramatic growth. We're seeing a little bit of that in China right now. I mean, China has a burgeoning golf industry right now because they're kind of the opposite of the States, where they have the perfect storm in the right direction. Their economy is strong. They have a rapidly expanding middle class who is crazy about the game of golf, and they have the numbers to support lots of new golf courses there. I think the rest of the globe is likely to see scattered new courses built here and there in some sometimes obscure locations, but I definitely think there's a lot of opportunities for growth in some of the smaller countries across the globe.
Rick, you mentioned efforts to promote and grow the game by the PGA of America and the golf course superintendents, and of course your group, the American Society of Golf Course Architects. Are these groups all working separately, or are you working joining forces for this?
We're definitely joining forces, and that's been one of the most pleasant surprises that have happened in the last 5 years or so. We've always worked somewhat together, but really in the last 5 to 7 years, things have come together. Our the leaders of all organizations have made a concerted effort to really coordinate our work effort, and it's starting to pay dividends.
Rick, a lot of people have criticized certain architects for making courses too tough, especially for the Jays and the Jerrys of the world. Is there a conscious effort by your group to kind of go the other way now and make make it possible for people to make a few pars and birdies out there?
I do think so. Yes, I mean, a lot of it has to do with you know, architect by architect basis. I mean, we've got over 170 members in our organization, and I would be willing to say that probably only 20 to 30% are in that mode where they're designing courses that are too difficult for the average player. And out of those guys, 99% of them are just doing what their owners are asking them to do. So it's you know, I sound like I'm making an excuse for the architects, but really it's a competitive business, and everybody wants to try to do something that's better than the course down the street. And in a lot of ways, the developers got the idea that harder was better, and hopefully we're doing the job to try to convince them otherwise.
Yeah, you just answered the next question. Is it tough to get these resort people to come back to your side on that now?
No, not so much. I think especially now that their bottom line has been hurt for the past few years, I think they're realizing they need to do whatever they can to attract more golfers to their facilities. And if that means building forward tees and making the golf course a little bit more fun to play, then they're more than willing to do that.
Rick, not much time left, but there was something that also came out in this report, the newly updated ASGCA life cycle chart. What is that? What's that all about?
It's basically a chart that we put together as a group about 5 or 6 years ago that outlines how long things last on the golf course, because so many people look at the golf course as just something that exists and never changes. But in reality, with the amount of traffic that goes across it and just daily maintenance operations, mowing and trimming trees and things like that, the golf course is a constantly evolving thing. And just like your house, things fail after a while. Bunker sand gets contaminated or gets wind blown out of the bunkers. You know, tees get unlevel because of the annual top dressing maintenance that's done on them. Cart paths crack, trees grow, trees die, you know, on and on and on. So the life cycle chart was basically just a way to try to put an average age to elements of a golf course, things like the irrigation system and the drainage that's underground and the tee surfaces and bunkers and things, so that general managers and superintendents and other officers at the clubs could plan for the future and know how long these things should last and plan for their replacement at far enough ahead of time.
Rick Phelps is the current president. He was named last spring president of the ASGCA, that's the American Society of Golf Course Architects. His dad, Dick Phelps, noted longtime architect, golf architect, and Rick has followed in his father's footsteps, his father's family footsteps, and continues to do so. And he's right here in Colorado. We're right here in Colorado. It's about time we finally had him on the show.
You know, and we should mention real quick, you know, that we talk about forward tees and everything. They also built the 8,100-yard golf course on the northeast part of town here. So
yeah,
maybe that's the last one they'll do that's long.
But that's a fun course. You can play from the tips.
You don't have to.
But you don't have to. And there's five options.
And I never will. I just don't need to do that.
Yeah. But if you play from the right set of tees, it's a great golf course. Antler Creek in Falcon, Colorado, designed by Rick Phelps. We will take a break. When we come back, get ready, because Jerry's going to take us on tour on Tee to Green, live and in real time on the Internet at sportsbyline.com and teetogreenradio.com.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
You want to put your nest egg somewhere where it will grow. Gold has given investors a 300% return over the last 10 years. You want an investment that's safe, Gold American Eagles are guaranteed by the U.S. government for weight and purity. You want to work with someone you can trust. Blanchard & Company was founded over 35 years ago. They have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. You want an investment that's liquid in case you need your money fast. Well, Blanchard guarantees to buy back any gold you invest in with them at the current market rates anytime you want to sell. And you want someone you can talk to ask questions and find out what's right for you. Blanchard has set up a special toll-free line to give you a free one-on-one consultation and information with a gold expert. Just call 800-368-0296, 800-368-0296. For free gold information, call now. 800-368-0296, 800-368-0296.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Fastest hour in radio, the quickest hour in golf, tee to green, and another hour has just buzzed on by, but we're not done yet. Time to go on tour. Here's Jerry.
The pros are at the Cadillac Championship, one of the World Golf Championships, at Doral. Jay, did you know that Donald Trump owns Doral now?
I didn't know that till you told me that about an hour
ago. Well, here's the deal on this, and we talked about Gil Hance. Trump has pegged Gil Hance to do a lot of upgrades at Doral, five holes in particular where they're going to make a lot of changes. I wonder how getting the Rio job will factor into that here.
Going to put some teeth back in the Blue Monster.
Teeth back in the Monster, because maybe we won't see many 62s anymore like Bubba Watson threw up there on Friday.
Yeah.
Watson now, after yesterday, with a three-shot lead, he's at minus 17, two ahead of Justin Rose and Keegan Bradley. Bradley, interesting enough, yesterday talked more about Bubba than he did about himself.
When you play with Bubba, some of the shots he hits are pretty unbelievable, and you just kind of got to watch him and enjoy watching it, because it is fun to watch. But I love playing with Bubba, but I just try to play my own game.
Justin Rose, one of those guys at three back, still with a great chance today.
In a good position for tomorrow. You know, obviously three back is, you know, it's a lot to Bubba on this golf course. He seems to make birdies pretty easily out here, but, you know, at least there's not a lot of guys ahead of you.
And it could come down to 18, and Bubba talked about that hole.
When you play 17 holes, you can play 17 holes great, but then you got 18. Great hole, which is too long. It's over water. Then your second shot's got water. I mean, it's just kind of a goofy hole, and no matter how good you're playing, the last hole can get you.
He said it's great and goofy. I don't know if he's made up his mind there. Peter Hansen, Matt Kuchar, Zach Johnson also in the chase. And at the Puerto Rico Open, George O'Neill is at minus 13, one ahead of Henrik Stenson and Kevin Stadler.
Audio on Tee to Green, provided by TRB Audio. Great and goofy. That kind of describes Bubba Watson, too, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Thanks to Jason T. Ross, his book for kids, World Golf Adventures of Justin and Gigi, the Magic Driver. Check it out at themagicdriver.com. Pick one up for your boy or girl. And thanks to Rick Phelps, president of the American Society of Golf Course Architects, for joining us on the show today. That's going to do it for Scott back at our studios. For Jerry, I'm Jay. Till next time, hit 'em long, hit 'em straight.